This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I told this story a few years ago, told by Boyce Moten from Carl Junction, Missouri. I have no idea where Carl Junction, Missouri is. He's an author who tells something that happened in 1818, a long time ago. He said there was a doctor by the name of Philip Samuelwise who was born into a world of dying women. The finest hospitals lost 1 out of 6 young mothers to what was called childbed fever. In 1818, 1 out of 6 mothers died in childbirth. That's a pretty high statistic. 1 out of 6 mothers died in childbirth. The doctor's daily routine, if you can believe this, in 1818, began in the dissecting room where they performed autopsies. Now, if you can believe this, this is just incredible. They would go from performing an autopsy, not washing their hands, and go to examining pregnant mothers, sometimes even delivering babies. Samuelwise was the first doctor in history to associate such exams with infection and even death. His own practice in 1818 was to wash with a chlorine solution. And after 11 years of delivering 8,500 babies, he only lost 184 mothers. That's 1 in 50 as opposed to 1 in 6. He spent the rest of his life lecturing and debating with his colleagues. Once he argued that this fever was caused by their practice, what they were doing, refusing to wash his hands. And he would give lectures where he would say this: "I proved what my contention is about the infection, how it's passed from the doctor to the mothers and to the baby." He says, "While we talk, women are dying." And then he says this: "I'm not asking you to do anything earth-shattering. All I'm asking you to do is wash your hands." He said, "For God's sake, wash your hands." But nobody believed him at the time. Doctors and midwives had been delivering babies for thousands of years without washing their hands. And no outspoken Hungarian doctor was going to change them now. He died at the age of 47. His colleagues were laughing in his face, and yet the death rattle of 1,000 women ringing in his ears. And here's a lesson for our country, I think, a lesson for life. The doctor said, "For God's sake, all I'm doing is asking you to wash your hands, cleanse your hands." What God is asking us today through the book of Jeremiah, wash your hands, which is a figurative expression, confess your sin. Own what you've done. Repent before the Lord, which is a big word that all it means is to turn 180 degrees. Repent doesn't mean perform some religious liturgy. Repent means to turn. Turn away from sin and turn to Christ. Turn away from sin, that which would keep us in bondage, and turn to the Lord. And Jeremiah says this: "Our sins testify against us." They make a statement. Ideas have consequences. There is cause and effect. Everything we do sets something in motion. Every word we say sets something in motion. Every thought we think sets something in motion. Decide today. Decide today that you are going to not only follow the Lord, you're going to be faithful to the Lord, you're not going to be wandering spiritually and, "Oh, I think I'll believe this teaching or that teaching." You're going to stay with the Word of God. And commit your life to the one who died for you. His name is Jesus. You say, "Well, that might be one way of looking at life." No, it's the only way, I believe, for this reason. If Jesus is who he claimed to be, there's nothing more important than knowing him, loving him, and following him. Nothing more important than knowing the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." His name is Jesus. Let's pray together.
Well, I've said it before, Jesus didn't claim to be a religious guru, a religious leader. He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." If that statement's true, what's more important than knowing him? Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.